Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me again. It's Tearon. That's T-E-A-R-O-N, period. And it's a new year, and we are back with a new review, and it's another Tuesday, right? So I am here with...
Hey, y'all. It's me. It's Tiara Janae. Happy New Year. Welcome back. Welcome back. We have missed you, and we're excited to be back with you today. Tearon, what's up? What we got going on?
Today, we are going to be reviewing... HBO Max or just Max. I still can't get used to that. But we're going to be reviewing the Max series Rap, or should I say Rap-ish for YouTube? I don't know. It's fine. We're going to be reviewing that show. Season two. And the cool thing about season two was that, did you know that it was, because you remember it was supposed to come out earlier in the year, right?
Yep.
And that did not happen. It got delayed to November, was it? In the middle of November. And that was also like, I think coincidentally, the same day that the strike lit up. They delayed it because of that, because of the strike?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it resumed pretty much after. And I was like, good call. Good call because they were able to actually promote it and everything. But season two was a blast. Tiara?
Yes.
How excited are you to be finally reviewing this? Because we did put it off because of the holidays and all this stuff, but I wanted to be able to watch the whole series in its entirety. And you know, Max be putting out the episodes like a few at a time. So I was like, okay, we're going to let these episodes roll out so I could just binge it, which is what I did. What about you?
Absolutely. Agreed. The first season, I actually watched that way. I knew that the show was coming out and I had seen some talk about it. A couple of my friends had mentioned it. And I was like, no. I need to wait until all the episodes drop so I can just watch them back to back because they were so good. And I have to say, season two, I felt the same way. I'm very excited and very happy that I waited to watch them all back to back because what a great season. What a great show. So I'm excited to talk about this today. Can we please get into it?
We will get into it. We definitely will get into it. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, share, leave a comment even, especially for this conversation. Let's get into it. And if you're listening to this as an audio medium on the podcast platform, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and a review. There's a whole bunch of new ways to leave reviews. And we may even do like some polls on like Spotify and all this different stuff soon. So just be on the lookout. Just scroll while you're listening anyway. Scroll down a little bit and leave us a comment. Let's interact. Let's get into it.
We go on the tour. Record an EP. Walk into that label. Get $1 million deal.
I'm the one that's been helping them with their career.
You have no business managing anybody.
You can barely manage them little brains.
They don't need you. I'm going to make sure they know that.
So you trust them now?
From here on out, it's go big or go home. It's our time.
Oh man. Okay. So rap-ish. Yes, here today. It's going to be rap-ish. So season two, I'm so excited to talk about it. Let's get into it. Season two starts with our girls, Shauna and Mia. They are about to go on tour. They have their new manager, Chastity, aka Miami Duke, who we love. I just love her so much. And they're going on tour. They are going on tour with Francois and Raina Rain, child. let's talk about it, T. Let's talk about it. So starting off, how did you feel coming into season two? Let's talk about it.
So because of the delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I debated on like if I was going to go back and watch season one or not, but fortunately they recapped season one at the beginning, so I didn't have to.
Yeah. Issa Rae does a good job of doing that. Her shows, they do great recaps. So, but even still, I went back and watched season one.
I will say this though. If you are not careful on the Max app, you know how, so a show will end and it'll start the little timer in the corner for the next episode.
Yes. Uh-huh.
If you don't stop that timer, you will miss some endings of the show that run along. I don't know why. It like runs into like the last few seconds of the show, and then it'll start the next episode. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be careful with that.
You do.
So I learned that the hard way, because there were some things that came up in season two, and I was like, I don't remember seeing that happen. And it was because it was at the tail end of the previous episode.
Yeah.
So I learned it the hard way.
Yeah. You know what I thought you were going to say is like when you get on Max and somebody else is using your account and then you hit play on an episode and you're like, oh, I never seen this.
Oh, no. Everybody needs their own profile.
That was my experience. I was like, y'all got to use your own profile.
Watch stuff on your own profile.
Yes, please.
Like, ugh, that's so ratchet. Like messing up my recommendations.
Listen, you hear me.
But I would have to say, I'm going to let you know right now what I thought of season two.
Oh, we get right into it. Okay.
We're gonna get right into it. I'm gonna let you know, and then I'm gonna let you know why. Okay. So starting 2024 off a little differently here, I'm gonna go ahead and give you my rating now.
Out the gate.
And out the gate, off rip. I am going to give season two a rap-ish. I'm gonna say rap shit. I'll just edit it out. I'm gonna give season two a Queen Latifah. A soft Queen Latifah.
Well, that is an oxymoron. But go ahead.
What?
I love you, Queen. I love you so much. I love you.
Oh my God. And the reason is because it's too short. That's literally it. Like I like my series to be, and this is the Issa Rae production company thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's very much like Insecure. The episodes are good. Everything is great. It's too short, and then you combine that with a short season as well. You know, still what was 8 episodes. I got through that quick. And that's my main gripe about the thing is the runtime. I normally don't ask for things to be longer, but when they're good, I want to keep watching it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to get into more. That's the reason I'm giving it that. And I'll get into more specifics as we go. But what was your overall feel for the season two? What was your rating?
So my feel for season two, I enjoyed season two, man, just as much. Well, starting off, I was like, I like season one better. I like season one so much better. Like midway through, I was
everybody says that.
And then as we got toward the end, I was like, okay, I rock with season two. I love season two. And I thought about it as I was watching it. I'm like, I think what I missed about season one was that the whole season was set in Miami. So Miami was a character in season one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in season two, obviously they went on tour. So you didn't get all of Miami. Yeah. So like I missed that. Like, so when we went back to Miami, I was like, oh, thank God. Cause to me, it's a part of the story. Like it's so important to this story.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. But you're right. Cause shooting stuff in Miami and having that as the background was important. Also, like I like that they add another layer to the show by incorporating just the different cultures of Miami in there. You get them breaking off into like, you know, Haitian Creole and all this stuff.
Love it.
It's the subtleties, but it paints that background of Miami culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Because so I mean, it could be a story about two rap chicks from New York and it would be a different
story. Totally different story. Yeah.
Totally different story. So I love the Miami aspect of it. I missed it. I'm glad it came back. I was like, ooh, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. So I will have to say, I actually agree with you, T-Ron. This gets a Queen Latifah from me.
Why?
Absolutely love it.
For the same reason?
No, and I'm actually surprised that was your reason, just because, you know, you'd be a little critical sometimes, but I do agree with that. Yes, I do agree with you. I wish there were more episodes. I didn't want it to end because I was like, well, then when are we going to get more? Don't make me wait to 2025. Let's not do that. But I got to say, I think for the reason of missing so much of Miami, that really was the missing piece for me. Not being there the whole time. And I understand why it wasn't, but I was just like, dang. And then the other part of it for me was, while I'm giving it a Queen Latifah, there were a lot of additional characters, like all these rap people that I was like, it's a lot of y'all. It's a lot of names to keep up with, a lot of background stories. Like this rapper goes with this crew and this rapper is like, there was a lot happening there. So I was like,
yeah,
okay. It was a little bit hard to follow, but overall, I loved it. It's a fantastic show. It really is. So let's talk about it. Let's get into some more. What did you like about this?
Let me say, and I want to be certain when I say this, okay?
Okay.
I want y'all to really hear me on this. What is the quota for titty sucking in a show? Because there's a lot of it here. And that's what I really liked. I liked it.
What?
Thank you, Issa. Or who I don't know who directed those different episodes. I think that if you do it once in a show, like in a series, that's a lot, right? But to do it twice and to do it on like variables, I'm okay with that. So that's what I like the most.
Okay, fair. All right, interesting.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
I'm not that dense now.
No, you're not joking. You're not joking.
I liked how they were able to tackle multiple like subjects in an episode, even though the episodes are like short, Issa. Mm-hmm. I think I like that because it showed that everything that was meant to be captured and you know everything that was written out was so. Did you know that Shauna, the lady who plays her, did you know she also writes on the show?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I'm the one who told you that. Yes.
Told me that? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. But it helps. It helps because you have someone who is seeing things throughout like the process of the production, right? Creating from the ground up. I think having someone on that sees it from that point of view helps a whole lot. If you're just the actor and you come in, you rehearse the script, you come in and do the performance, that's one thing. But to actually come up with ideas for your character and then perform those is totally, it just adds another level to it. I think that's why also Insecure was a big deal because Issa was in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
she was also a part of like creating the whole thing. So those things I also enjoy as well. Before I say what I don't like, what did you enjoy a lot other than the game?
Well, on that note, two things I really loved about this season is, I'm giving you two because I love me some rap shit. Okay. I'm giving y'all two. So one, okay, let's talk about the order, as they say. Issa Rae, one thing she is going to do is give us ladies some eye candy. Okay. Because she don't play around. So the eye candy, the men in the series altogether, but season two, Mia be getting her life. Shauna be getting her life as well. I think they have a good well-rounded mix of men. So if you like a man that's a little bit more earthy, there's some men.
What is earthy?
If you like earthy men, you know what that look is like.
Earthy?
I'm talking to my ladies right now and some of my gents, okay?
No, what is earthy?
Earthy is like...
dirty.
I didn't say that.
Dirt under the nails.
There are some men in this that are earthy. So if you're into that...
That doesn't sound like a good thing. I don't... Who is into that, though?
It's a vibe, okay? Some people are into that. Hmm. If you are into the more like regular earthy man... there's that there for you as well. If you are into the around the way homeboy who you just, somebody you see, but you like him, that is there. If you like somebody fine, that is there as well. So yes, thank you, Issa, for continuing to give us the eye candy that we deserve. We love this. We love you. We love them. Please keep that coming. Also, additionally,
that was one thing.
That was one thing. Also, additionally, okay. In all seriousness, though, I love the comments on the lives. Every time they go live on this show, the comments come up. And T-Ron, I don't know if you ever like pause and look at the comments. They're hilarious.
I definitely read the comments on the screen.
Yes,
because they're very lifelike. They're what people would be typing.
They are so lifelike and they're so funny. And I think that's just like such an important detail. And it's kind of one of those, if you know, you know. And you gotta be of, I would say this generation to really get that. So like someone, you know, older, maybe watching that and they may be like, what? I mean, yes, they know that there are comments, but the kinds of comments, I think it's like the attention to detail that I really appreciate with Issa Rae Universe, all her shows. I will say I did creep on Reddit a little bit just to see what people were saying about the show on Reddit. And people on Reddit were like, I love the show, but I can't read the messages. I can't read the texts. I can't read the comments. And I was like dying laughing.
That's hilarious.
I was like, okay, fair point.
Pause it and read it.
Yeah, pause it and read it. Yes.
So yes. I'm going to tell you what I did not like. I'll tell you more what I did like too. I think it's worth highlighting the stuff that I did not like. And it comes down to the stories themselves, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't care, not one bit, and I want to know what you think about this. I don't care one bit about Shauna and Maurice's connection in the show. Wow. If you don't know, season one, Shauna and Maurice worked together in a hotel, and they were scamming. Right. Mm-hmm. They were
seducing and scheming.
they were committing fraud. Let's call it what it is. And in this season, we see some of that unravel because Maurice gets caught up with the feds. And, you know, it's a whole thing. I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe them together as far as their connection goes. I don't care about their relationship. At all. I do not care.
Not even a little bit.
I don't care. And what's crazy is they don't seem to mesh well despite their intimate scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just the stories. I think for me, when I go and I have worked at jobs and stuff and I've had coworkers, I don't care about them like that outside of work. And I've had, of course, you have people that you work with that you get close to and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been so attached to someone that I work with for me to care about this storyline. And I don't think the two characters work that well together. I don't know why they are still in touch and she's doing all these other things. I don't know why we circle back to them in the end of it. I just do not care about it. Of all the relationships in the show, I don't care about theirs. What do you think?
I think that is such an interesting perspective. I'm gonna tap in here.
Is the Maurice guy, is he one of the eye candies for you?
He is. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So furthermore reason, I don't care.
Don't do that. I think that's really interesting that you say that because I think that is intentional. In season one, we see them, like you said, coworkers, they're scamming together. They do have a little bit of chemistry.
You think what is intentional?
I'm getting there. What you're saying. I think the lack of chemistry between the two is intentional. Hear me out. Season one, because again, I went back and rewatched season one before this. Season one, there was that like sexual tension between coworkers. It was kind of those like, you're cute. I see you every day. We're kind of the same age. We're both scamming, but I have a boyfriend. You flirt with me, but whatever. Now I've broken up with my boyfriend. I'm meeting Shauna for the audience. And now like, let's see what's up. And then they did the do and it was what it was. I think that it should have ended there, right? The chemistry, the whatever, it should have ended there. But Shauna is more interested than he is with her. Now he has
you
this
think
tape.
So?
Yes. And now so it's one of those things like it's a one-time deal that you now trying to make a relationship and the other person is like, actually, this was a one-time deal. We good. Like, it's cool. Maybe a two-time deal.
I thought he was more interested in her than she was.
You know, no, because you see the scenes where she's texting him and she's like, hey, and then there's like bubbles and then he stops texting. You see that in season one as well.
Because he was caught up with the fraud stuff.
Correct. But in season one, you see it too. Like he's text, like she'll text, like she invited to him.
I never read into those texts.
Yeah. Like she invited him to their show and like was like, hey, are you coming? Are you coming? And he would like, you know, three bubbles, you type in and then he would never respond. Same thing in season two. There were parts where she would text him like, I miss you. What's up? Da da da. And he's like not responsive. One, because like you said, he has the case, the pending case. But two, I think it was like, girl, this was cool. We had fun. We did the do, but like, this is not.
See, I took it as he felt like she was playing too much and he fell back a little bit. Nah, that's what I took it as.
I took it as he is.
Oh, he felt like she's too busy for him. So he's don't respond.
Interesting. Well, audience, let us know what y'all think. And y'all think that he's into her and he fell back, or is it he's not that into her and then he fell back and that's why there's that awkward chemistry in season two. I'm curious. What do other people think? I want to know. I'm curious.
Let us know. I'll say this too. Another thing I did not like.
Okay, what else you got?
Was any of Mia's relationships. I love Mia. Love watching her get into her thing and live her life and all this stuff. But when I start to peel back the layers, I'm like, I don't really like her like that.
Oh, you don't like her or you don't like her relationship? You have got to clarify.
She's a part of what she's doing. So I don't like her, the character.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I do like the moments they have and all, you know, all the good stuff. But I fundamentally, I don't like her. Because she's very... She's just a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. So again,
I'm gonna say this. Remember when? So in season two, she ends up getting with this. What was the guy's name? Charles or something? Chuck? I don't even know. Chase.
Eye candy alert. Yes.
Chill out a little bit. You vibing a little bit too hard. I'm gonna tell you.
I'm just trying to show some support.
That's so sweet, but I need some support.
He calls her and he comes on screen and, you know, they're getting together and everything. Where did he come from? I don't remember him at all. I don't remember seeing this guy ever, like the whole season one. I don't remember.
Are you joking?
I don't remember him.
Again, ladies and some of my gents, this is the eye candy that I'm talking about. His name's Cash. I couldn't forget him. Let me tell you something. My homegirl watched this whole season before I did.
Come in though.
Tiara? Toward the end, like maybe the second to last or last episode, he came in.
Where did he come from? How?
He ran into him at the performance that I was talking about that homeboy didn't show up to. Maurice.
Shana freestyled.
Yes. He accidentally ran into, he dropped Hennessy White on Mia at the bar. And she kind of like was like, whatever. Then I can't remember if it was the next episode or following scenes. Mia goes to the club with her homegirls and she sees him at the club. And that's when they link up. They go to Denny's afterwards.
I must have zoned out because I don't remember that.
There's no way that I could have forgot him ever.
Honestly, ever. Then that means it's a forgettable moment.
That's not true.
I don't remember. I can't. You're not saying true. This to me. I can't even picture it.
Significant because that's when she started to play her baby daddy to the left. Because when she was like, oh, this might be a thing. Oh, I can be with a rich. Then I'm going to play my baby daddy to the left. And that it was so significant. I just did not
remember him at all, y'all. I'm so sorry.
I couldn't forget him.
I say that to say this.
Yes.
Maybe because I didn't remember that, I did not care about her connection with him.
I loved it.
Mm. Honestly, the women's relationships in this, I don't care about. None of them. None of them. And I think it's who the audience, who the show caters to or leans to the most. I don't care about their relationships, whereas you might. I mean,
it's not that I care about their relationships. I think that it is strategically done so that we are seeing that women are also flawed in relationships. I think in a lot of stories, especially Black stories,
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want to cut you off, but I want to ask you something because I wrote this down and I want to bring it up.
Okay.
When Mia calls Lamont, her baby's father, mm-hmm. to upset him so that he uninvites himself from coming to LA
so she can
be with the other guy. Mm-hmm. Y'all be doing that?
I just think you should just come to the next city.
Are you on bullshit? You always with some
shit, I'm man. Not, Lamont.
I ain't doing this shit with you.
When you down? To the go.
Who is y'all? Do women. People do that? Yes. Do women do that? Yes. I also think it's worth noting that these...
Y'all sneaky.
But I think it's worth noting, hear me, T, though. It's
this
worth
is why
noting
they say that women cheat more than men.
Are you sure you want to say that on record? Would you like me to edit that out?
No.
Are you saying that women don't want equality?
This is what they say. This is what they say. This is what I've heard.
I think it's worth noting, though, T-Ron, is that you and I are of a certain age. I think these characters are way younger than us. So a lot of the shenanigans and things that they're doing.
They look so
old. Yes. Please stop. The characters are younger than us. Shauna just got out of college. They're much younger than us. So the way that you and I are seeing this from a little bit older perspective. Like, why are y'all doing this? Like, what are you doing? Like you just talked about where Mia called Lamont and it was like, pissed him off, so he uninvited himself. Would I do that at my age now? No, absolutely. Would any of my friends do that? No. But when you're younger in your 20s and that's what you're on, it's different.
Don't speak for your whole friend group. when I see Mia with her friends, her actual friends, the two ladies who, by the way, are perfectly toxic.
Yes, amazing.
They are very street, very Miami, but they're also full of gems. Because they are real friends. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
They're unhinged, but they're real friends. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But when I see her with her friends and she's being fully herself, I can appreciate those moments. I'm like, okay, cool. When I see her relationship with Lamont, she immediately becomes trash to me.
Jesus. But they're showing her as being flawed.
Well, flaws and all, I just didn't like her. But she's fun to look at. She's a fun character when she's having fun and she's being when it's not relationship focused in the season, then I really enjoy her. When it comes down to the relationship she's carrying on, she's so trash. Which led me on to the fact that the one person I rooted for the most in the season was Lamont.
I love Lamont.
That was the one person I rooted for the most out of everybody. Even seeing all the stuff with like Chastity and everything being on the road, the whole Raina Ray storyline. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Let me be clear. But the one person I wanted to keep up with and rooted for was Lamont. Mia treats Lamont so bad, and a lot of y'all do. Yes, with baby daddies, treats him so bad that when he was finally, when he's with his new girl, right? They're just dating. But when she shows that she was paying attention to him,
mm-hmm.
when buying the hot sauce, that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all that man was really wanting. And Mia could never give him that.
Ah! Oh, yeah. So you must really like it, huh? Thank you.
And to be entitled over someone because they are your baby's father, or you have that tie to them, is the most toxic thing that we see in the community. It's a real thing, which is a big kudos to the writing of the show.
Correct.
But it was a little too real for me, because I've seen women use their kid as like leverage, which we see Mia do also when she's trying to get information about her baby daddy, who she was playing to the left. She was with several guys on the road and enjoying herself, but you want him to be waiting around and be the babysitter or be on call for you.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's the why I don't like Mia.
I get that. And I think, like you said, I think kudos to the writers. I think that was very intentional. I think that it was an important story to tell, because we don't see that a lot. Most of the time, it's the opposite. We see the trash baby daddy and the mama's trying to, you know, do all she can for her kids, and he don't ever show up, and the baby sitting on the porch with his backpack for hours, and the daddy don't show up. We don't see that. We see Lamont being a present father. We see him being there pretty much at Mia's beck and call. Anytime she calls and that baby needs anything, that the little girl knows him. Like, so I like that we saw the reverse, because we don't see that a lot. Even though we hate how she treats him, I think it was an important piece of the story.
Yeah. The fact that she was trying to, you know, be away, that she didn't even want to ask him to be paying for something. Like, calm down, lady.
Calm down, lady. You just got off of a tour that you didn't get paid on. So we know you ain't got it.
You just got off a tour. We're going to get into the tour. Now that you mentioned, we're going to get into the tour.
Can we talk about what I didn't like before we get to the tour?
Because I'm surprised you didn't like something.
No, there was something really specific that I didn't like. And this has actually been a criticism that I've seen of other Issa Rae shows. Nobody's using condoms. Everybody's getting it in. Everybody living their best life. I'm not mad. Do what y'all got to do. No one is using condoms. And I think it's really strange to see, especially like in 2023, especially with these women who seem to be pretty 24. Sex positive. Well, at the time, it was 23 when they wrote it and filmed it. But these women are sex positive. These women are all about, you know, empowerment, all the things. So it's just shocking to me that never once did they say, hold up, homeboy, you got a rubber. Like, that doesn't happen anywhere in the season.
You see that, though. You see that in a lot of shows. I think I think the logic behind that is you don't want to make the intimate scene about, like, you don't want to slow it up, like, you know.
But I agree
because I thought about that too. I did. Whereas, like, it could just be a quick little dig in,
like,
the pocket.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a PSA. You don't have to. I'm not asking for them to do that.
But I totally think that. I think that when I'm scrolling on Twitter, X, sometimes, and I see stuff, I'm just like, nobody.
But I just think for this show specifically, because it is about women's empowerment to an extent, Issa Rae and her writing team are extremely clever, extremely smart, extremely detailed. They could have put that in there, and it didn't have to be a PSA. It wouldn't have been a, hey, y'all, use condoms. It wouldn't have been that. It would have just been what it was. I honestly don't even think we would have thought twice. It would have just been like, okay, it is what it is. So that was like the main thing that I didn't like. And then the other thing that I didn't like is I don't like Shauna. I just don't like Shauna. She's just as insufferable in this season as she was in season one, which means that the actress is doing her job. Let's be clear. This is nothing against the actress. But
she's supposed to be the uncool one of the group.
It's not even about being uncool. She's just so selfish.
Let me not say uncool.
No, she's uncool. Let's be clear.
That's not why I don't like her. Because I think that, and they didn't play this up as much this season as they did the first with Shauna, and that is the fact that she is doing a lot of this stuff against her will, against her beliefs.
Correct.
She wanted to be a bit more of a lyrical, conscious rapper, and you know, she takes her art seriously. And they had some moments where they called back to that, but they didn't really play that up. And I think that's a part of her overall, is that a lot of the stuff she gets into goes against who she wants to really be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get like the fraud and all this stuff. Cause she doesn't even want to talk about that stuff. She doesn't want to let people know that she has these dark undertones, if you will.
One left.
Yeah, what's going on in Scam Town?
Scam Town.
Yeah.
Oh, she's scamming.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Tell him. Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, the song shouldn't be about me. Fuck my life. Yeah, just let's talk about anything else, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, girl, that's not you. Be you. Be you. But yeah, she's just, it's that. It's not, it's her not being herself. It's the inauthenticity. Woo, Lord. Is that? But it's also just, she's selfish. You got to
get me on that word one time.
Listen, she's selfish. Like, she just, and I think at one point, I can't remember if it was this season or the previous, because they're kind of running together. One of the characters say that to her, like, girl, you are mad selfish. And I'm like, she is so selfish.
Well, they say something in that, in this season as well, when she's, when we go back to Miami and she's with Maurice, he says something to the effect of, he's like, is that what's best for the both of y'all, like as a group, or is it what's best for you?
That's
and she
it.
Was like, what's the difference?
Yeah. And I'm like, girl, you are so irritating. But again, that means the actor is doing her job, because the character still got on my nerves. But anyway.
I want to get into this tour.
Let's real do quick. It. Yes.
The tour. The tour. Oh, yeah. It was a lot going on. But I will say this, as I was watching it, it made me miss being on the road. And I would say a lot of what you see in the show is correct as far as what you get with personalities on the road.
Mm-hmm.
All the shenanigans that come on, all the backstage green room stuff, a lot of that is, I mean, of course they, you know, embellished a bit or whatever, but not that much.
not that much.
It made me miss being in LA. It made me miss being like backstage at shows and stuff. So knowing that I was feeling that way and I was missing it, right, I was like, oh, they're doing a really good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's break off into some of these sub characters. Raina Rain,
bye. Over it. Leave us alone. I'm done.
I will say, we know what this is.
Of course.
We know that Issa and Camp are pulling from the Iggy Azalea story without her being Australian. We've seen, you know, or there's that one girl that goes viral all the time that can't speak.
Wasn't it Catch Me Outside?
No, not her. There's another one that's worse. It doesn't matter what her name is.
It doesn't matter. Next.
But she's always like saying, yeah, it is what you know, she's always saying like black phrases and stuff. But you can tell it's not her. People who know, they know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And Raina is an embodiment of that. See, I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to appropriation.
Ooh.
But Raina is an embodiment of that. What I will say is the actress who's playing her, amazing job, because did not like you.
Killing it.
I hated you.
There had to be scenes where she was like cracking up laughing, because like some of the stuff she says and does and wears is just so ridiculous. Yes. I know she had to be cracking up laughing.
It was fun though. But I want to get into the performance where one of their first performances, I thought it was funny. Now, I don't know if you picked up on this. I thought it was interesting that one of their first performances when they were on tour with Raina, which is one of the only performances we see, but we get the gist, is they were in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was funny. yeah. And the aprons. This is what I was talking about when I said the writing was on point, because we addressed colorism, we addressed racism, we addressed feminism, we addressed all these isms in this one episode, right? So the girls, Mia and Shauna, are asked to wear aprons on stage when performing with Raina Rain. Is it Raina Rain?
It is.
Raina Ray, whatever. But they asked to wear aprons. And as soon as they had them on, like it before the performance and everything, I audibly groaned. I was like, oh my God, no. And then it became a part of the story or whatever. And then that's why we start seeing like the difference of personalities and stuff like that, because Mia, you know, ends up taking her apron off on stage. And we see Shauna, who didn't read the room, catch the vibe, right? That's probably her selfishness kicking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, you know, wanting to play the game, or she's conflicted. That's when we did see some of that season one stuff in her, where she was just like, it's like, read the room, take off yours too. I don't think Mia had to come to you and say, hey, this is what we're gonna do.
Right.
But at the same time, that's part of the stuff that I don't like about Mia, is that she probably should have said that to her,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't have to. I think you could have got the feel for it if you were really in the right headspace.
See, I saw that a little bit differently. I saw that as Mia being in the moment. Mia actually being more of a performer than she thought she was. And then Shauna actually is, right? I think Shauna kind of is looking at Mia like, oh, this is my homegirl who, you know, she could twerk a little bit. So let's bring her on and make her part of the group or whatever. But I'm the brains, right? I don't know if you recognize, but she always says that I'm the brains behind it. I'm the writer. I'm the real rapper. But really, we see the real performer here is Mia. She's the one who gets the, you know, the stage show. She gets stage presence. She's more likable. And I think that Shauna is missing that. So that's how I saw that part. It's like, maybe Mia got a little bit more something going on than Shauna was giving her credit for. And she kind of felt that in that moment.
That makes sense. That's interesting. I didn't think about it like that.
That's why we're here. So we had to do.
I want
to
get into management, whole managerial scene.
Yes, Chastity. Yes, Chastity.
Chastity.
Love her.
And in this case, Francois.
Whoa, tomato.
We're going to rave about Chastity in a second, but let's go ahead. Francois.
Oh, God.
I hate this dude more than anybody else in the show.
I hate his hair. I hate his hair. Why is the top part blonde? Stop.
It adds to the obnoxiousness of his character.
And they knew it too. They knew it.
The hustle and the social climbing, the networking, all of that stuff is stuff that I've seen people be on. And that Francois character is a real dude. That's a real person that wants to, you know, snuff out talent and push them because they know that they can get something out of it. And they're probably really good with their words. They're probably really outgoing. They can probably talk to anybody, all this stuff. But they treat the people who they're trying to get over on like trash, which we see here. Mm-hmm. And they don't feel any kind of way about it, by the way, at all. I hated Francois's character was perfect, but I hated him because one scene, he'd be alone with Shauna. They're talking. They're being close. His and Shauna's relationship is a lot more, when they're just themselves together, is a lot more enjoyable than Shauna and Maurice's relationship.
Yeah, we were so tight. Like, I used to call you when something good happens. I'll call you when something bad happens. Like, there were days where I would be so depressed and you would be the thing that got me out of bed in the morning.
He knows her prior to even, you know, so he can call out stuff or he can, you know, do callbacks, and they kind of have a stronger connection because they've known each other longer. And I think that in those small moments, we see Francois being the narcissist that he is, because he's able to be close and let you feel like he cares, you know, he's having a good time. But when it's time to turn that thing on, y'all never had that moment.
We call that playing in her face.
Exactly. But I hated him, loved the performance, because nothing about that was made up.
No.
that's a real person in the industry. So yeah, did not like him. Mm-hmm. But Chastity.
Yes.
Chastity. Oh gosh. Okay. The only thing I did not like about Chastity's story this season was her recovery time from her running with the people. Don't play. Honestly, that's where somebody on the writing team should have said, let's not do all of that. She could have been bruised up and bumped up, but we didn't have to knock her tooth out. We didn't have to make that a thing. Y'all should have left that out because we know that her replacement tooth was not a replacement tooth. It was her tooth. It just went too far.
Because wouldn't they have to when you do the implant, don't they have to like give you the fake implant and then like you go back and then you get the other one?
It takes time to heal. She didn't even have any discoloration on her eye because her eye was puffed. So how much? And that's again why I say the season and the episodes are short, because how much time would have passed? They would have been home for 2 months. So we didn't see what they were doing for a while.
They wasn't doing nothing. What you mean?
I'm just saying.
I know.
But I think with the way social media and stuff is set up, that in a matter of weeks, the stuff that happened with the Lord AK character, which we'll get into, social media wouldn't have been talking about it as much. So I don't know how they would have been able to, because something else would have happened by now.
You're right.
How would they have been able to leverage, and I based that on the amount of time it would have taken Chastity to heal, how would they have been able to pick back up the whatever? It's fine.
I'm with you. But
Chastity, yeah. I enjoy this actress so much. Everything about that character, even in season one, I was like, this is that. You know how there's always a supporting role that has like all these layers, all this stuff going on, you know, and these shows that are good. She's that one where it's like, you could do a show around Chastity.
That's her. And it's just her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's such a scene stealer. Like she comes on. Oh, yes. And you're like, oh, this is a Chastity show now. Like I'm so glad that they carried her into season two. And then we see her develop more. We see more of her storyline. We see more of her being emotional. They gave the actress more space to play. I'm so glad. Cause like you said, it was a supporting character. It could have been something that was in season one and we never saw again. Like it really could have been, but they gave her what she needed, and then she gave us what we needed. I'm so glad that we got Chastity in season two. Yeah.
Speaking of her getting more to do, she ended up having a little fling, right? But what I want to point out about the fling, Tierra.
Oh, Lord.
And I want to know if your mind
went. Yes, I know. I know. Mm-hmm, I know. Yes.
It seems to me like we got hot wings on this show. It seemed to me like the people who were in Three Ways. We can't escape them anymore. I feel like it's only because we spoke it up. I feel like
we spoke it. We manifested.
Yes, because we praised. Let me not call her Hot Wings. What is Hot Wings? Her name was like Brandy or something. I can't remember.
Maybe, but her name was Lorraine in Three Ways.
Lorraine in Three Ways. Hot Wings on Real Chance of Love.
Yes. Yes. When I saw her, I was like, you know how you have that moment? You're like, who is this? Why do I know this face? And then I was like, oh, that's Lorraine.
I love that she is doing more. Yeah. And she's so good. She's so gorgeous. She's willing to do the things. And I can appreciate that. Let me think. Mm-hmm. Was that so? I got to go back and watch that scene. Were there 3 10-second events in this?
I'm not.
Did that happen? It was 3. It was 3. Shauna, Mia, and Chastity. That is an interesting thing to direct. I'm curious to see if the director for each of those episodes is the same, because that's interesting. That's a thought out thing.
So one of my favorite Chastity moments in this season, and I wonder if you caught this, it is when they're on tour and they go to the store. Chastity and Shauna end up going to the convenience store because Mia has been flued out somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they go to the convenience store and Shauna started her period. And so she said something like, Chastity made a comment about her wearing oversized clothes, like a hoodie and sweats or whatever. Yeah. And Shauna goes, yeah, man, because I got my period. And then Chastity goes, yeah, me too. And then Shauna goes, really?
I'm on my period.
Shh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I did laugh at that because... Because Chastity's like, energy is so masculine that I think that they forget. I think even Chastity probably forgets until it comes up.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I died at that part. I was like, I love that they put that in there because it's funny. Like, if you can't laugh, it's funny.
and again, that's something that also speaks to the layers of Chastity as well. Yeah. Because they often ride the fence between Chastity, the fact that she is a woman, right? And that she has this super masculine energy, right? We see that also with how she is running the girls. Chastity is in charge of the girls.
Wrangling these.
Which is another storyline in and of itself.
Yes.
But we see that when Chastity has to take up for the girls back in Miami, right? I did like the fact that we got to see Unk out of the house. here's what I will say. And this is, again, this is that balancing act between Chastity's masculinity and femininity, right? Her uncle knows that she can handle herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the street life goes and running the girls and all that stuff. He knows that she got it. But he also knows that she's only got it to a point, right? What went down with her getting her tooth knocked out and all that stuff probably wouldn't have gone down the same way if she were a guy. Also, if she were a guy, she probably wouldn't have had pity on her at that moment. They probably would have just killed her. So, stuff like that, I think about. I think they felt like, oh, at the end of the day, you're a girl. And if I just pop you in the mouth, you're not gonna come back with anything. I think that they felt like they could put her in her place because she was a woman.
Can I tap in right here?
Yeah.
Because I think it's interesting you're saying that about this scene, because I thought that was a similar thread throughout the season as it relates to Chastity.
Yeah.
Just like the misogyny in the industry and
with
how
Francois and everybody.
Yeah, and how they treat her. They wouldn't talk to a male manager.
Funny. I was going to say they felt like they could sun her.
I almost did too, but I stopped myself. I was like, no, don't say that.
You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's those things where it's like the people around you are reminding you that no matter how hard you come in or how much you are one of the boys, let's put it that way. They're going to remind you, you ain't none of that.
You ain't,
right? You're shorter than all the guys.
Yep.
I think that is I don't know if that was intentional in the series, but it adds an element. So like if it was me shooting a thing and she was interacting, and I kind of feel like they did it, but also she's just a short woman in real life. So maybe they didn't do it intentionally, but if not, you did it anyway. Mm-hmm. She's shorter than a lot of the guys. So when you see her speaking to them, she's always looking up to them.
Looking up. Yep.
They're always looking down on her.
Yep.
But when there's dialogue happening, it's almost like a presence, like pushing, like nobody, you never see. And then I would say if when you look at her interacting with the girls in Miami, even that kind of changed. So if you look at season one, a lot of them weren't standing around her when she was in the room versus season two, when the stuff is going down, you see one girl standing basically over her shoulder. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like a visual storytelling that you could see what's it? You can just see the roles kind of shifted, or the respect factor has changed. And I don't know if that was done purposely, but it's stuff that I pay attention to. But all in all, that she's one of my hands down favorite characters because she has so much going on.
Yeah.
Other than that tooth thing.
But that wasn't her fault. We can't blame Chastity for that.
I wish, even though she's not a main character, I do wish I seen her out doing more of the press junkets that they were doing when they were doing press tours for the show, because I think her performance is it's more unforgettable than even the main girls sometimes. Like you said, she's a scene stealer. And I wish I saw her out more as another like layer of the show. But,
yeah. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up, T. We have given our ratings. Yeah. As a reminder, we got two Queen Latifahs on this. I don't know if this has ever happened. Maybe once, maybe twice.
This probably happened before.
Okay.
This probably happened before.
Maybe. You just surprised me because I was so ready to argue with you. But no, you surprised me.
I just want there to be a season three.
Yes.
The way we ended on season one, all the more reason Shauna and Mia are not likable, but I get it.
Mia is likable.
Sometimes. but I get it. In season three, I'm going to tell you what I want to see and tell me what you want to see in season three. And maybe Issa will watch this and she'll do it.
Yes,
in season three, of course, we got to figure out what Chastity is doing with Gak. We didn't even get into him, but don't worry.
We don't need to.
We don't like him.
See, too many rappers.
We don't like him. But I do want to see what that angle is. So we definitely want to see how Chastity recovers from this, because now it's that old trope, like, if we both had the same enemy, we're friends, right?
Mm.
So I think that Chastity now has a chip on her shoulder, and she could, she could use that to get back. And she may know more about the girls personally, especially with Shauna starting to go viral and get, interactions with already established celebrities and stuff like this. She may be able to kind of leverage that. So I want to see how that unfolds. Shauna and Maurice, leave Maurice in season two. If he went to prison, leave him in season two. And maybe if we get like a season five, something like that, then he comes back.
Oh.
Something like that.
Oh.
But let the story because there's no reason that two coworkers should keep up like that.
But they weren't just coworkers, they were F buddies.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot of coworkers who are F buddies. And they don't keep up like that. So I would say let Maurice rest for a while, and then we'll be surprised if he shows back up. I don't care about Shauna and Mia's relationships other than Lamont. I want to see more of Lamont's story. I know that. and I will say this. The co-parenting aspect, I love all of those. So I do want to see more of that. And that's what I rooted. When I rooted for Mia, it was... I rooted for Mia and Lamont as co-parents. I never rooted for them to be together, ever, ever, ever. So I do want to see how that keeps developing. I love their daughter. She gives what she needs to give on the show. She's also reminded me when I was watching the show, I was like, when they were in the studio, mm-hmm. I was like, reason number 4019 why I don't have a kid yet. But but I love that character too. I love seeing that. Also, Mia's mom.
Mm-hmm, Lord.
More of Mia's mom.
Yeah.
She's too good. She's perfect. She's so good.
Yeah.
I would love to see Mia's mom come on the road a little bit.
No. Nope.
I would love to see that. But also I would love to see Mia and her mom's relationship get a bit more peeled back. Because they're friends. They're not mother and daughter.
Oh, baby, right. There's a part when they go to the bar, where they go to the happy hour. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, this is my homegirl.
yeah. They're friends. And I want to see that be shown more. And I think the only way to do that is to get them out of Miami. That's why I say that. But With Shauna, I don't know what I'm looking forward to with her. What about you? I don't know what I would want to see in season three with Shauna.
I say put Shauna in jail and let Maurice out. I'm tired. I don't want to see any more of Shauna.
Why did Shauna not get time? Because Maurice took the charge?
He took the L. Why? Yeah.
And she didn't show up for him.
No. Selfish. So no more Shauna.
We gotta have more Shauna though.
No, I know we do. I know. But I'm just saying, no more Shauna. No more Rain. I'm good. Like I get it.
Yeah, we don't need more Rain or Rain.
But I don't need any more. Give me another rapper who they, you know, have maybe some discourse with. Or give me another character. We're done with the Rain or Rain thing. More Chastity. More and more Chastity. Please, please, please. More of her. And I'm with you. More Lamont. I want to see Lamont's character continue to develop. I wouldn't mind seeing him be happy with this lady that he's with and continue a happy, healthy relationship, because that is one thing we do not see anywhere on this show is a
But
happy,
I don't want Lamont to turn into a total dad.
But he's a cool dad. He's not just
what I mean by that is I don't want him to give up on what his passion is.
No, Issa,
do not have him not still want to do production.
No. What's the show you and I watched on HBO Max? Is we also reviewed it as well. Check it
Young
out.
Love.
Young Love. The dad was a full-on dad, but he was Issa's still making beats.
Right.
So I'm fine with Lamont making beats. I'm cool with that, but I wouldn't mind seeing him in a happy, healthy relationship and being able to show his daughter that. So I'm with it. I'm totally with it.
Yeah, because Mia not the one to do it.
Mia not doing it. Mia is not there yet. Mia is not there yet.
But whatever we got to do to get a season three, this is our doing. This is us adding to the pot.
Yes.
Guess we the people want a season three. We want to see it. HBO. Let's make it happen.
Expeditiously.
Well, that being said, I appreciate everyone who hung out with us this long. Again, if you're enjoying the conversation, if you have any two cents, add it in the comments or leave a rating and review. I am T-Ron. You can find me on Instagram at T-Ron World, on TikTok at T-Ron with 2 underscores. And you can find Ubiquitous Blacks wherever you find all your other social media stuff. And also you can email us questions, queries, comments, advice, whatever you want to email us, send it to us. Just don't send us anything.
No. Advice.
Let me be clear. I don't need to see none of your parts. Don't send us that. But you can email us ubiquitousblacks@gmail.com. Tierra, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's Tierra Janae, at @ITSTIERAJANEE. And then also all things Ubiquitous Blacks. You can find me there as well.
And it's a new year. We need new recommendations. We need new stuff. We are developing our list for the year for things to unfold. But we need you too. So if you have a recommendation of something that you know that's coming up or something that you would like for us to review or you just want to get in the conversation with us about, please do so. We need that to happen ASAP. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the recommendations. Mm-hmm. We need them. Tierra.
Yes.
Are you ready for 2024?
Well, if I wasn't, I'm going to have to because we are here, honey.
We're in the thick of it.
Yes, we are just getting started. I'm ready for whatever is to come. I'm excited about more reviews, arguing with you, agreeing with you sometimes. Healthy debate with
there you.
There
you go.
Yes.
Honestly, if we agreed on everything, we wouldn't be doing this.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, so that's good. Yes. Well, it's been fun. We will talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye, y'all.